who's one parent's white and the other parent's colored?
Well, let's see. I don't know what they'd call them.
Or what would you call a real light-skinned colored person?
Well, you'd call them yellow, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh. Well, what's the real name for colored people? What's the proper name?
For colored people?
Uh-huh.
Well, I think what they are when they brought them from Africa here, proper name would be niggers, don't you think so?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call them when they tell them first, brought them here. Now, I tell you, we got some good colored people here, and we got some bad, dangerous colored people, and we got white people the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You got white people here, I'll kill you for a dollar, and colored people mm-hmm. too.
What do you call white people like that? Just sort of...
Well...
Maybe they're poor, but they don't care, they don't try to do anything for themselves.
Well, let me see, outlaws.
Uh-huh. Well, what about something like crackers or poor white trash? Or?
Yeah, they call them white trash, and people that want to steal anything or kill people, they call them outlaws.
Uh-huh.
And if they didn't live right and was dirty living, they call them white trash. People mm-hmm. don't want to have nothing to do with them up, and they don't mix up with them.
What would colored people call white people like that?
Well, I guess they'd call them trash, too.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of crackers or Hoosiers?
Yeah, I've heard of Hoosiers.
What's that?
A Hoosier is something like, he's like a train painter.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care nothing for himself, don't keep clean or nothing. They call mm-hmm. him a Hoosier. We used to have trains come through here all the time, but we don't have them no more. Come through here begging for something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see none of that around here no more.
What about someone who lives out in the country and doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, everybody notices him?
Yonder's a country who covered here, yeah. I've heard him make that remark.
Uh-huh. What did colored people used to call the white people that they worked for?
Old Miss, and called the woman Old Miss, and called the man Old Boss.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I used to hear him call Papa back young years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I used to hear them old colored people back there, older than I was. Of course, they'd grown when I was a kid. Papa used to haul them to scrape cotton for them.
Mm-hmm.
Old Uncle Phil Curtis, we called him Uncle Phil Curtis. He said that the colored people back then when they were slaves had a better time than they did now when they were working for a living, because said the white people took good care of them and seen that they got plenty to eat. And now they had to work for what they got.
Mm-hmm.
And look out for themselves. But of course, the colored people now are in better shape than they ever was.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear a captain or captain for calling the person you worked for captain or captain?
Yeah, I've heard people speak of captain. That mean your boss, I reckon, over you.
Mm-hmm. What about the French people in down here? What?
Well, some of them call them Frenchmen, and some of them, the low class, they call them Cajuns.
Mm-hmm. Any other names?
Coonasses.
Uh-huh. Did that make them mad to be called?
They don't like to be called coonasses.
What about Cajuns?
Well, some of them call them Cajuns. They don't mind that, but they don't like for you to call them coonasses.
Any other name besides coonass that they don't like?
Cajuns and French is all I believe I know.
What about boogaloo?
Huh?
Boogaloo.
I never hear them call that.
Mm-hmm. Say if someone's waiting for you to get ready so y'all can go somewhere, they call out and ask if you'll be ready soon. You might say, I'll be with you
in a few minutes.
Or
as soon as I can.
Or in
just a moment.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, this part of my head is called my...
Forehead.